Hey, love.
Don't stop now. Oh, you shut off all the funny. What happened?
And it's To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by me. That's Aaron. And
just terrified. Co-host Lisa.
Okay, I'll accept that. But hopefully next season it'll be better.
I doubt it.
Probably not. We can only dream. How's it going?
Okay. I mean, I feel like I'm too far away from my microphone today, so
I actually do too. I'm like,
I may just have to be like, but wait, there's more.
Ooh, I'm getting some feedback though, a little bit.
How's that?
There we go. Do you want to sing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Ow!
The truth is I never left you. That's all I remember.
We should be singing songs by Stephen Sondheim, the late great legend that we just lost tragically. This week. Yeah, that was a big deal for me. I mean, Stephen Sondheim has been a big deal in my life for most of my life because I have loved his work for so long. And his work is hard to do. Like, I've never had the pleasure of actually performing any of his work.
No,
but almost did. But
do I look like a corpse?
Oh my God, you look like Mrs. Lovett. Nice to see you, dearie. How have you been keeping?
I'll take it. I'll feed you
meat pies. nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around.
I love that movie so much.
It's not just a movie.
I know. It's okay. Life.
Well, it's a stage musical.
Well, I know that.
Angela Lansbury was Mrs. Lovett in one of the original production. I think the original Broadway production, yeah.
That's so weird to me.
I know, to think of Angela Lansbury in a musical like that.
And then Murder, She Wrote?
You know, one of my favorite Stephen Sondheims, though, is Into the Woods.
I really need to see that.
The movie? You've not even seen it? Okay, I watched it at your house.
No. I want to see, like, a performance of it, like...
Oh, alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Bernadette Peters was in the original Broadway.
And what's not to love there?
I mean, right? There's no other reason to see that show. I mean, everyone else will just be up to her greatness. they did another production of Into the Woods after with Vanessa Williams as the witch.
Oh.
Yeah. And then...
Sometimes the snow comes down in June.
And then the movie had Meryl Streep as the witch. Oh, my God. James Corden, Anna Kendrick.
All of the awesome, the end. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah. But Stephen Sondheim gave us so much, so many amazing things to just appreciate in the arts. I mean, do you know that he actually did West Side Story? No, not many people know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, not many people.
I'm very excited for Steven Spielberg's rendition.
It's going to be legit.
Too legit?
Maybe. Ain't not gonna quit.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
So we are here tonight to talk for it's the ending of a season. It's the ending
of the grand finale.
Grand finale. We're gonna take a couple months off.
Is this season two?
It is officially season two. I know, like, when we were in our first season, we were like, it's now season three. But what that was me just not understanding what I was doing.
Same. I was just on your coattails.
I know.
You're like, oh my God. So we're going to end it. Okay. Bye. We're back.
Whenever you get really loud, it gets, I get that.
Oh, I'm crackle. Sorry. That's because I'm super close to my microphone and it's super loud, because if I'm not close, then I'm not loud. And if I'm not loud, nobody can hear me. Is that better?
Well, yeah, it's just, I'm like, it's like,
I apologize. And
there it is again. I love that this is on the show.
How's this?
I mean, it's there. I'm hoping it's not recording, but I think it might be.
Advanced, not enhanced.
I mean, it's fine now, but like for some reason at some point it just gets crackly.
Probably because my big stupid voice gets super loud when I get super excited and retarded.
And what? Don't say that.
Ridiculous. That's a terrible catch. I'm sorry.
It's one of those slip words. And you know, just comment on that.
To be fair, we have a
that is the name of the show.
We have a thing at work and it's called the bread retarder.
Mm.
And all that means is to slow the process of the yeast. Well, you've worked in food service, so you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm sorry. It's called what?
I know.
Can't we just call it the bread slower downer?
Well, it's just like, I mean, because that's the same in like music, you know, to slow down or to stop. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, back to Stephen Sondheim and
yes,
anything.
Yes.
But that's what we were talking about. But yeah, and we're talking about the fact that this is the ending of our season. We started season two at the beginning of this year. And now we're ending it at the end of this year. So it's kind of a nice way for us to kind of wrap up how 2021 was for us, I guess. In my case, it's been a interesting whirlwind.
Agreed.
We started off really, really well, I think, with this podcast, where we are now, where we're going.
Yeah, we're kind of about it now,
right? But
sorry if you hear all this weird shuffling. I'm trying to arrange my microphone so I can be heard and seen.
Where my camera, I'm gonna get a different webcam, because right now where I'm at from my microphone, I'm like only like,
where are my chins down here? I always don't know where to look. If I look straight to the camera, I feel like I'm in a freaking prison interview.
Are we being creepy to you viewers? Like, comment below if this is creepy.
Hello.
We just lost like the only viewer we have.
Right. Oh my God.
But yeah. So it's been an interesting year, but this podcast has been my lifeline. And no matter if we have one listener or 1,000 listeners, I won't stop doing this.
Can't stop, yeah. Won't stop.
I was just gonna say that. Maybe that'll be the title of this episode.
Can't stop, won't stop. Except for this is the end for now. Can't stop, won't stop. This is our pit stop.
This is the end for now. But we'll be back in the new year.
Little pitchy dog.
Yeah, but it was still an original.
That's true. That's what Troy always says to me when I sing something off key on purpose. Or if I'm getting all like, he's like, whoa, little pitchy dog. Because of American Idol.
Oh gosh. So all of a sudden he thinks he can judge singers?
No, he's pretending to be, what's his face?
Simon
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. Oh, yeah.
Little pitchy dog. Little pitchy.
That was a weird noise that came out of my mouth.
That was like a pterodactyl.
It was
like a Broadway pterodactyl. Because you're like, yeah.
But I like where we are coming to. I mean, look where we are from the beginning of 2021 now. Like, look at us. We're zooming.
We have equipment.
We've got equipment that we're recording with. We have ring lights. I mean, I've had ring lights, but
yeah, because you're bougie. But
well, I've also kind of been one of those people like, I need a new ring light because I'm going to be a super duper content creator and I'm going to have a YouTube channel. I'm going to have a million viewers.
Oh my God.
You don't have that. It hasn't happened yet.
I don't either, but I'm not trying for that. But I am up to almost 4,000 followers on TikTok.
Hey, yo, she has gone ahead of me.
I don't know why. My videos are dumb and awesome. So look me up and stuff.
What's your handle on?
It's a super original. You will never, ever be able to forget it. It's my first and last name.
Shut up.
Lisa Firstall.
And mine is at Erin JP, ehrynjp. Yeah.
It's just easier to be me. Just like it's easier to be you.
I don't know how easy it is to be me, though. I mean, if people really knew what I had to go through to be me, they might not want to be me ever.
Oh my gosh. That's so true.
I'm thinking about shaving my head.
I thought I looked really good whenever we talked last and it was slicked back and I thought you had a haircut.
I know. I've been thinking about it because my hair's not really growing anymore.
No,
I mean it is, but it's not as luscious as it once was. It's receding more back here. And so I've lost a good chunk of my floof that I liked here.
That light
floof. With the listeners that are not watching on YouTube, I'm talking about the floof that's on the left side of my head that usually goes in like a tidal wave.
Yeah, now it's just like a...
Now it's just like a
regular little wave.
Just a little wave. Coming in
a ripple,
just a little wave coming to
it went die from a tidal it. Wave to a ripple. Yeah.
It's just a little wave coming to die on the sands of the shore.
My God, if you're not watching and you're not really paying attention because we're talking about crazy weird shit, he is talking about his hair.
And I know, that's really
it was super dramatic, and you should definitely check out our YouTube page to see the drama in his poor little eyeballs and the sadness. Maybe he should try Keeps.
I have been looking at it.
Have you? I look at a lot of things, but then I'm like,
I do. I look at so much, but I haven't committed to anything.
Commitment is this right? Is the one thing this year that I have fully committed to.
Same. Same. I think we started off really strong too. We had a schedule. We were like, record this day, this day, this day. This is how we were. And we always did. And that went, I mean, especially in the summer, it went by the wayside.
Plus we're not creatures of structure, my friend.
Not for lack of trying, though.
Correct.
That's the credit I give. Is like, we aren't. We're not really great with consistent structure. We are good once we schedule, especially if we have a guest onto the podcast.
Oh, right.
We're like, okay, right. We won't have anything cancel on us. But with Bidu and it's me and you, sometimes it's like, I'm not really kind of feeling it. Or something is going on, like...
Well, and our podcast is more of a casual flow of conversation rather than like one of the podcasts I listen to is strictly about true crime. So mm-hmm. they have their research and their facts and their stories. So it's much more.
Yeah. And we have episodes
cohesive.
We have episodes where sometimes we do that, but I guess one of my biggest things that I'm kind of the most disappointed in is that I guess I thought we'd get more listeners right away. And it's really tough to gauge. It's tough to find. Like, I noticed that when we have guests on, we get more listeners, but that's a lot of times because that guest attracts, obviously. But then that doesn't really attract continuous listeners. You know,
we'll figure it out though. Hey, and if we don't, We appreciate and love those of you who stick to our wild and wacky adventure.
100%. 100%. We love you.
And I, like you said, I'm not going to stop doing it because it's so much fun.
It is. And it's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It
has bonded our friendship.
It really has.
To an unbreakable, we're like Flex Seal now.
It literally is like, it's almost like there's planning of me coming to visit family down there and like you coming to visit me.
You're coming on a family vacation with us. So
well, that's true.
Get tighter than that.
That is true. That will be one of our, once we start stepping up into the actual vlogging parts of our YouTube channel too. I'm also, now this is for listeners to hear too, is that we're going to be expanding a lot when season 3 comes along. We're going to be trying some new things. We want to try adding on a Patreon. I think Lisa and I have talked a little, I think, but like Patreon is one of, are you familiar with Patreon?
Yeah, I know what a Patreon is. Okay. Or, I mean, I know what patreon.com is.
Okay. So working for us, it would help like, you know, getting just contributions here and there. But for listeners that want to help us out and subscribe to Patreon, you'll get more from us than just our episodes that come out for everyone. You'd get us something exclusive content because we are really working on learning how to edit. So we'll probably have some blooper reel stuff that'll go out, some behind the scenes stuff. What?
And our entire podcast is a blooper reel.
It's true. It really is. It's
fantastic.
But think of the blooper reel on top of the blooper reel.
Right? For real. There's a lot of reel happening.
So
I'm excited for the rebranding for season 3.
It's gonna be exciting.
I'm excited for our next photo shoot.
Like, we're gonna look at some Christmassy options or just
absolutely
general?
I've been looking at ugly Christmas sweaters. T-Roy wants to get a matching pajama sets for all of us if you would like in on that.
I had the Incredibles one. I was Mr. Incredible from that a few years ago. They had that for, where it was Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible, and then the Incredible Kids set family. And I was like, oh, I need an Incredible family.
Wah, wah. That makes me so sad. Like, I'm laughing, but like, I'm laughing out of sadness.
That's usually what people do in my case.
Like, I'm laughing out of pity.
Because one of my other goals I'm working on trying to do also in the off time of our podcast time is working on my stand-up routine. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be the kind of laughter I'm getting to. It's going to be laughter out of sadness. Like, oh, he's trying so hard up there.
I just want to give him a hug, but we can't because COVID.
Right. I just hit my like headphone into this windscreen thing. Did you hear that?
I did. It sounded like you headbutted something. I just also, for the listeners that are still along with us, I apologize for my lack of lustrousness this evening.
She was wrestling with her son.
Yeah, and he learned that he might be taller than me, but he will never, ever be stronger. And even if he is stronger, shoot. You can't lead with your head and expect to not be put in a headlock. Hello.
That's a true story.
That's like survival 101.
On the streets, bruh. Bruh. Yeah.
I'm super ungangster, but that's cool.
So I guess
it's kind of, thank you everyone for coming along on this journey with us and sticking with us through our good times and our weirder-ish times and our emotionally detached and attached times.
Don't forget to come follow us on our social media platforms. You can find all of our links to all of our platforms by going to www.tobefairpodcast.com. And then that'll show you all of the links, all of our social medias to interact with us. Give us some feedback. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about next season. You know, yes. Tell us any guests you want us to try and get. I'm all about the challenge of trying to get other
right.
guests.
Like, subscribe, share, slam yes. that button. Tell your friends. Hit our Instagram. Hit our YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or Meta, whatever you want to call it these days.
Please share our content out with other people that might be interested in listening to us. I'm pretty sure everyone would be interested in listening to us just to see that they're normal.
Right. Or that, you know what? They're not alone. Yeah. We're all a little wackaboo too.
It's a little bit. Yeah.
I'm extra wacky right now. So it's cool. It's the holiday season. It's time for crazy family stuff. Lots of cookies.
Cookies.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and of course, we'll be releasing our Patreon soon. So
yes.
keep on our Facebook and our Instagram. You'll see a lot of updates coming on there soon. Our website will also have some updates as well. So, and other than that, we are so excited to wish you guys happy holidays for yeah. sure, because those are coming up. We'll probably, I think we might be back for maybe a holiday special. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. Maybe.
We'll see if we can muster up the time.
Right.
We've got a lot going on.
Maybe bring in the new year.
Yeah, maybe a new year special. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But we will be taking a break to kind of study up and get ready for some new stuff, content and stuff. And yeah, anything else you want to add, Lisa?
No, just, you know, thanks for hanging out. You know, we yeah. appreciate it, whether it's just a one listener, even if it's no listener, even if you try it and don't, you know, you don't buy it. Mm-hmm. Share it anyways. We love all of you and appreciate you. And if you haven't seen the new Ghostbusters with Paul Rudd, go see it.
It's true. That movie Ghostbusters is amazing.
It's so good.
Rock on. Also, for one other recommendation, I have been watching The Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime. It's mm-hmm. really good. And I just finished Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Okay. And you did say that Hawkeye was good. The new
Hawkeye. Yeah, so far Hawkeye is good. Awesome. The first two episodes were out the day before Thanksgiving.
Perfect. See, now we got a lot to do during the holiday season. And we will see you guys next year.
Bye.